Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm James, I'm 21, and I'm from Downham Market. You might not know this, but I was once dragged along the floor by the Queen Mother. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Hello. Introducing the show today was James. What's going on, James?
Nothing much. I've been to work, had a few appointments in, now I've come home.
So where are you at the moment?
Sitting in bed at home, debating whether to go shopping or not.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, tell me about this incident with the Queen Mother, please.
Well, I went to Sandringham Flower Show when I was about 14, 13, 14.
Yeah.
And my grandma gave some flowers to me to give to the Queen Mum. So I gave them to her, and she shook my hand to say thank you.
Cool.
And the shake went on for a little bit too long, which was a little bit awkward. And then she just decided to start driving away in her little scooter and forgot to let go of my hand and just sort of started dragging me along with her, and I was a bit screamy, really.
Did you scream?
Yeah, I was a bit like,
What are you doing?
Yeah, it was a bit traumatic.
I loved the Queen Mother. She was almost my absolute favourite of the royal family.
She was quite nice. Yeah.
She was great.
Yes.
But you didn't harbour any bad feelings towards the Queen Mother after this occasion?
Well, she sort of scared me a little bit. I never really wanted to meet her again after that.
I think that's perfectly acceptable once she's dragged you along the floor.
Yeah, but I don't think many people can say that they've been dragged the floor by the Queen Mum.
No, it's certainly something I've never experienced. What about you, Chris?
Not me personally, no. But you never know, there might be more people out there who have been dragged across the floor by the Queen Mother.
I think it's quite narrow, this.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
So the Queen Mother's got hold of your hand. I'm just trying to picture this.
Yeah.
She is still holding on. She drives off on a little scooter.
Yeah.
How long are you being dragged along for? Is it like a mile or...?
Not quite. Probably about 2-3 seconds kind of thing. And then she realised. She did say sorry to me, which is quite good.
Oh, she said sorry as well?
Yeah. She said sorry and sort of let go after I had to sort of pried my hand away from her.
3 seconds is enough to cause alarm, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought she was trying to kidnap me.
Can you imagine? Is that the most exciting thing that's happened in your life so far?
Yeah, basically. Something that I'm proud about to tell.
And God bless her.
Maybe I can try get dragged along by the floor by, like, the majority of the royal family. Maybe that can be my mission in life.
I can certainly put it out there if they're listening.
Yeah. Next on the list is Charles. Or Camilla.
I'm not sure whether he listens or Camilla, but I know that Princess Michael of Kent is a big fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. That would do. It's close enough. See if he wants to drag me along the floor.
She wasn't the one you were hoping for, but, you know, it's a start.
Yes, exactly. Got to work my way up.
Thanks very much for introducing the show today, James.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I'm sorry, but you're going to struggle to beat that as a story. But if you think you can, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And name, age, your phone number, and a brilliant fact about yourself, you could be introducing the show.
Did you just say Princess Michael?
Yes.
Is that a...
That's real, yeah. There's a princess called Michael.
Amazing.
School day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm very good. You?
Yeah, good. How can I help?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the little prank you played on Chris yesterday.
Yeah, I know. The loose lips thing, I know.
Yeah, it was pretty harsh.
Yeah, there was some intense questioning, wasn't there?
Yeah, very intense and quite leading. I think he did pretty well, really, quite admirably.
Yeah, a true friend, I think.
Definitely, yeah. Don't let go of him.
No, I won't. They're hard to find, aren't they, Matt?
Yeah, well, someone who's going to stand up to that sort of questioning.
Exactly. I love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, he's gone. If you missed this yesterday, I called Chris with some great gossip that I had had it off with Becky the night before to see if you would spread the gossip. And I got another mate to call you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Just to see if you would blab.
I just wondered if everything's all right with him. I think so, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. He's all right.
Okay.
I haven't seen him today. I just had a call from him earlier.
Yeah, good. You're good. And then I got actual Becky to call you up. And even then, you would not let on that I told you about our thing that we had the night before.
I thought you might have mentioned something.
Right, he hasn't said anything to me. It's all good. Why, what did you do?
What didn't we do?
What do you mean by that?
It was brilliant. I had an amazing time with him.
So, yeah, she had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And, like, and then you went home or something, right?
There is a bit I object to, though, and I said this yesterday. Can listen to this.
He was amazing.
Really?
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I just couldn't really picture it, for obvious reasons.
What, me being amazing?
Well,
just listen to the surprise in your voice.
He was amazing.
Really?
That's a genuine question.
Are you not pleased that I sort of stuck up for you? I stuck up for Becky as well.
You did so well.
What are we talking about here? Did he sort of help you get home? Is that what you mean by amazing, or the opposite?
He certainly helped me get home.
Now, you see, that doesn't help.
True gentleman, though.
Ah, cheers.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. I just think, you know, being a gentleman, it's all going back to that kind of age where blokes were gentlemen.
Right.
It's a bit like, you know,
you bring it back, are you?
Yeah, you know when the Spice Girls did Girl Power?
Yes.
I think it should be a bit like that. It should be like...
Gentleman
power. Yeah.
What, like holding doors open?
Just holding doors. It's little things. Holding doors, giving up your seat to a lady on the train. It's all
true
good.
True gent.
Yeah.
True gent.
True gent.
That's you. Are you going to, like, form a boy band? I'd rather like the Spice Girls did.
We could do.
If so, can I be the slightly fat one?
The Scott Mills Daily.
As much as I love Becky, it is sometimes fun when she's not here because we can come up with some great ideas without her going, no, do this, do that, health and safety.
Exactly.
I do like the idea of a gentleman boy band very much. So, yeah, you've got, like, posh gent, baby gent, ginger gent, sporty gent and scary gent. I want to be scary gent.
I don't know what I want to be.
Well, you're not ginger. You ain't posh.
I suppose it's going to be the baby gent, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like that, yeah. And what we do is we go around opening doors and doffing our hats and laying our capes over puddles and calling girls mom. Or isn't it ma'am? As in ham. I learned that from the King's Speech the other night. Yeah. And that's what we do. And we just go around spreading gentleman power.
Yeah.
I like it. And like Becky would be like, no, it'd be ridiculous if she was here, but let's make this happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's now time to go back onto Stupid Street. It's been a while, you know. Picture the scene, everybody. You are walking up the street and minding your own business. A panicked-looking Gary Pounder approaches you and tells you that he's supposed to be doing an interview with the chairman of... or someone from the FA, any second. But he's gone to completely the wrong place. Now, you wouldn't be that surprised, I don't think. But then he says to you, look, the interview's supposed to be happening on the radio, like, now. Will you pretend to be the interviewee? Do you say, as he's approached you, yeah, I reckon I could blag that. Or do you tell Pounder to do one? It's a difficult question. Now... have a listen. Here is Pounder on the streets with his little dilemma. What's he going to do? The interview's happening in moments.
I have stuffed up and I need to be at the FA headquarters to do an interview. However, I'm obviously not there.
Why aren't you there?
I just couldn't make it in time. Would you be able to help me out?
What is it? What do you need to talk about?
Basically...
might be something I can help you with. What is it?
Oh, you'll be fine. It's totally cool. The England manager's job.
Right, okay.
I've got to do an interview with the FA.
Right.
But it won't matter if it's with you.
I don't really know much about football.
That is fine. Honestly, you'll be fine.
Honestly.
Trust me.
Right, go on then. Quick.
Right. Basically, I just need to phone the studio.
Mm.
Yeah. And then we'll do it. Are you sure you're okay?
You're going to do it actually on the radio?
Oh, God. Now, the problem is he has gone for a girl here.
Yeah.
Do you think that she sounds like she would be able to blag it as someone from the FA?
This is going to be interesting, isn't it?
Do you think or not?
Well...
it's going to be slightly more difficult than if it was a bloke, I guess. Is she going to blag it as the chairman of the FA? Let's find out. Let's see how she gets on right now. Hello?
Scott, I have a person with me.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you just put them through?
All right. I'll pass you over now.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, hello? Thank you. Thanks for doing this. I'll just be one second. Thank you.
All right.
And we're joined now by the chairman of the Football Association, Sir David Sneddon. Sir David, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Is that Sir David?
David.
Is that Sir David I'm speaking to now, yes?
It's Sir David, yes, it's Sir David.
Excellent. Okay, so she's gone along with it. She is embracing that she is now the chairman of the FA. She is channeling it.
This is brilliant.
It's all going to be absolutely fine. So, David, your reaction to Fabio Capello's departure?
To what, sorry?
Fabio Capello's departure.
Absolutely devastated.
Can you elaborate?
I just think, it's a bit of a shame, really.
But why do you think it's a shame?
Because he was great.
Wasn't he?
He was.
You know about as much about this as each other, don't you? Clearly.
Yeah. I would be exactly the same if this was me. I thought he was great. Really did. And when will Harry Redknapp be taking over as England manager?
Well, I hope so soon. I really like Harry Redknapp. I think he's, really down to earth,
So you can confirm, Sir David, that Harry Redknapp is the new England manager, yes?
I hope he is.
But is that an exclusive? Can we confirm that now?
Yeah.
You are the chairman of the FA?
I am the chairman of the FA, yeah.
I am
the chairman of the FA, yes.
Right. So you can confirm that, yes?
Yes, I can confirm that.
There we are, an exclusive there. Harry Redknapp is the new manager of the England football team, according to FA chairman Sir David Sneddon. Were there any other candidates for the job? Hello, Sir David.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Were there any other candidates for the job?
Jose.
Jose.
Yeah.
Where did you get Jose from?
Just Jose. I can hear her brain just ticking by. I do like the higher lower voice as well. Hello, Sir David.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't know where she got that from at all.
Jose.
Just Jose. So she continues. We have been hearing that Birmingham manager Owen Quigg was in contention at one point.
Owen Quigg, he might well have been, yes.
Was he interviewed by the FA? Pardon?
I believe so.
Well, you are the chairman, Sir David.
I am the chairman. I'm having a bit of a funny day. I need a bit of coffee.
Okay, cool. And what about the AC Milan manager, Ridian Roberts? A lot of speculation about him taking over too.
I think it should be Harry.
This is just some random girl on the street.
Yeah. He's doing well. He's amazing. I quite like my sports interview voice.
Hey, you're good.
I think I'm blagging it quite well, as she is. Do you know what I mean?
It's one massive blag, isn't it?
I have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about at all. What do you think the five most important qualities the new England manager should have?
He should be able to use his initiative. He should be somebody who is understanding, knows what the public wants, and has some tricks up his sleeve, is personable.
Five good points there, thank you. And finally, Sir David, what message would you give to football fans at this time?
I'd say be patient and the best man will win.
What does that mean?
I like that she is really making it up as she goes along. Best man win.
Best man win.
So, David, thank you so much for joining us today for the interview.
You're very welcome.
I think we definitely got the best man on the phone in this time. Are you okay, Sir David?
Hello?
Are you okay there?
I'm fine, absolutely fine, yeah. Just need a bit of coffee.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. I don't think we could have had
a better
interview.
Welcome.
Thank you. So David Sneddon there, chairman of the FA. She did really well.
Really well.
Was that Alicia Dixon?
It
really
it sounds, did sound a bit,
really
didn't
sounds
it?
Like, especially the laugh. I just thought about this. If you tuned in halfway through there, you would have known what You'd be like, what is going on? Actually, in fact, someone has just done that. Chris on the Isle of Man. I just put Radio 1 on halfway through that last segment of talking. What the hell's going on? Bit of housekeeping. Harry Redknapp is not the England manager. Not confirmed. Also, David Snedenoff of Fame Academy does not run the FA, just to clarify that.
Really?
No, Owen Quigg is not the manager of Birmingham, and Ridian Roberts is definitely not the manager of AC Milan. Just, if you did tune in halfway through, you may think all of those things are true. They're not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. Tap End coming up. Lauren's been on. She has skipped dinner at work so she could leave in time. I like it. People are like planning their whole routines when they're getting home for this now. Thank you, Lauren. She's in Rotherham. It's coming soon, Lauren. Not long to wait. Tomorrow on this show, Daniel Radcliffe will be here live at about 4:30. Went to see his new film today. Proper scary. I went on my own. I manned up. It's called Woman in Black. It was one of those really loud cinemas.
What do you mean?
It was just like all the screaming and all the special effects noises were proper loud, to the point where you actually have to put your fingers in your ears.
You didn't though, right?
No. But there's a lot of jump out of your seat moments, so we'll talk to him about that tomorrow. I've also decided that I'm going to fess up and tell Daniel Radcliffe that I've never seen any of Harry Potter. And I reckon I'm probably the first person ever to interview him that hasn't. So maybe it'll be refreshing for him. I hope he doesn't take it the wrong way. Daniel Radcliffe will be here at 4:30. I can't pretend, because I'll just
well, I
get...
I think you should.
I'll get stuck. Like, he'll say, what did you think of... blah, 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 and I'll just go, uh-huh, and I won't know. So I think it's just best in these situations to be honest. So I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to probably start the... not start the interview with it, that's bad. But I'm going to... As the interview goes on and it warms up and he becomes... You know, we get a bit of banter going, I'm going to say, look, I haven't watched Harry Potter, and just come clean, you know?
The Scott Mills Daily.
For me at the moment, there's only one thing that makes these cold winter nights enjoyable, and that is my friend Chris's autobiography, 24 years at the Tap End. So I'm very much looking forward to it again this evening. My Twitter and the Radio 1 Facebook and the text just from people very keen.
Yeah. We've got quite a few chapters now. Do you actually realise we're close to having a book?
So we're going to have to do maybe a few books.
What we really need is a front cover. We still haven't sorted that yet.
Should we have two different front covers, like Harry Potter, like one for kids, one for adults?
Does that happen?
Yeah. I think we should. Yeah. What would you like the adult one to be?
Well, it could be almost the same, just one of me in the bath in both, but one could be censored, I guess.
Mm. What, you would like soap suds up to here?
Yeah.
Actually, I've just thought, Daniel Radcliffe's in tomorrow.
Right.
So we need to talk to him about the film of 24 Years at the Tap End. And see if he'd like to be in it.
Oh, wow.
I wonder who he'd like to play.
Do you reckon he'd be me, or would he be, like, one of my mates, or
you? Can ask him. Well, I'll ask him tomorrow.
Can you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe we can get the whole Harry Potter team back together. People would love that. You'd go and see that, wouldn't you, if, like, Hermione and Ron were back together, playing different characters.
Sounds amazing.
Like,
Ron could be Sir Dossa. That'd be great.
Yeah.
He'd love that.
We can get them all back together again.
Who would Hermione play? I haven't really got any... girls in 24 years at the Tap End, yeah?
It is quite girl-free, isn't it, Tap End?
But my first 24 years of my life were majority at the time girl-free.
Right. Have we had any girls in them yet?
Wasn't
there one where you walked up an escalator with her or something?
Oh, yes, on the Date from Hell one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, where are we going today?
I thought I'd take you to the 16th year at the Tap End, if you're down for that.
I'm down for whatever.
All right, ready to go?
Ready.
As a 16-year-old boy from Pinner, there wasn't really much to do. Me and my mates would play quite a lot of football, and I was part of a tennis club, so that was a place to go. We would also hang around the War Memorial in Pinner, eating steak slices from the generic popular bakers in northwest London, and we'd fill our time cycling about. Life was good, apart from the fact we struggled to recruit girls into our group. We were pretty awful with girls, but had a break this year through Dougsy's sister Jo, who introduced us to a couple of girls, Roisin and Aoife, who we ended up having a lot of laughs with over the year.
Did they have a steak slice?
No, they were never that keen on the steak slices, no. Them. It was mainly just me and the boys.
Yeah.
The difference between the girls and us is that they were quite cool and often went out in the evenings. We weren't old enough to take shelter in the pub, and in the evenings we couldn't really go out proper clubbing. But in my 16th year at the Tap End, Roisin and Aoife announced that they were going to an under-18 club night at Destiny's in Watford. To make myself look cool, I pretended that I had been loads. The truth was, however, that this was to be my first experience of an under-18 club night.
So imagine I'm Aoife right now.
Yeah.
So, Chris, like, do you want to come down club night at 18, under-18s?
Good impression.
Do you want to come down?
Yes, please.
Have you been before?
Yeah, loads.
What's it like?
It's really good.
What happens?
Ah, I would have got a bit stuck at that point. Cause
she didn't probe any further, did she?
No, no,
you just
not
went,
really.
Yeah, I've been before, loads.
It's just like, yeah, cool, let's do it, let's get the tickets, it's all fine. A week before the night, I picked up my ticket, in the day, from the club. And from that point onwards, began preparations. This was a step up from school discos. A Ben Sherman wouldn't do the job anymore, like when I was younger. I didn't have an extensive range of pulling shirts at that age, and decided to ring the club to research the door policy.
Do you have an extensive range of pulling shirts now?
Reading that, I don't really, do I?
Well, when did you have a whole wardrobe of pulling shirts?
No, it's just, what I mean more is that at that age, I didn't really have any kind of nice going out shirts.
Right, yeah.
You know, I had a lot of football shirts, a lot of sportswear, but I didn't really have one that I thought was suitable to an under-18 night at Destiny.
You were generally quite flammable, weren't you, for the first, like, 16 years of your life?
What does that mean?
You were pretty much 100% polyester for a long time, weren't you?
I never thought about that.
You
but
really
yeah.
were. One match, whoomp, you'd be up.
I was pretty flammable for the first 16 years. I settled on school shoes as a safe bet for entry and persuaded my mum to give me the money to buy a Czech shirt. I was raring to go. Me and Dougsy were to be picked up by Roisin and Aoife's mum at around 8:30, and then she agreed to come collect us at about 1 a.m.
One?
Yeah. It's a late one.
It's a late one, yeah.
In the car, I concentrated on the job in hand. I was unsure how the whole night was going to work, but it was clear that the aim was to pull a girl. I was uncertain how this would work in practice or how I would execute a plan of action, but I played it cool and pretended that I knew what was going on.
Did you mask up at all?
I mussed up, but it would have been still at that stage with Africa.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it.
No actual cologne?
No, I didn't really discover cologne till a few years later. There was no prearranged dances like in my Year 6 and Year 8 discos. This was going to be a free-for-all, every man for himself. To complicate things, I found out in the car that it was to be a foam party.
Oh,
yeah.
They mess up your clothes.
It was going to be a night of first, really, because that would, when I found out about the foam party, it meant that this was going to be my first foam party, which is a big deal in any man's life.
Yeah.
And actually my first club night.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, and also, you're wearing a new Czech shirt. That's going to get ruined.
True. And a lot of gel in my hair at that point, that age.
Once again, flammable as.
As we turned up, the queue was long and stretched down the road. These under-18 nights were busy nights. Boys were separated into one line and girls in another, and we were frisked on entry. All chewing gum was confiscated. I'm not really sure why. And as I handed my ticket over and made my way to the door, I could hear the pounding bass of the club. I pushed through the doors of my first ever club night, and there it was, in all its glory, Destiny Nightclub in Watford. It was quality. There were girls everywhere. Me and Dougsy stood there in awe. We had already lost the girls that were with us, as they headed straight to the dance floor. Not having the courage to do that, we headed straight for the bar. No booze, of course, but we splashed out to impress the people around. Rather than soft drinks, we went for the energy drink. And feeling like it was the right thing to do, bought three more for the random girl standing next to us at the bar. This was an error, however. I had only been in less than 5 minutes and I'd boshed all my money. They also ran off. I was out of my depth.
Did they take the energy drinks and go?
Yeah.
Rude.
Well, no, because it was a lesson learned, because what I did is we just saw the girls there and we didn't talk to them or anything. We just bought the energy drinks for them. So they literally just received these drinks and just went.
Off they went.
What you should do is talk to the girls before, then say, can we buy you a drink as an inn?
Right. Thanks for that advice.
Right. Excitement grew with the arrival of Blazing Squad, who were performing before the foam.
Yeah.
The dance floor went ramo, and as they began to perform Crossroads, me and Dougsy stood there, sardined, watching everything around us.
Hang on, I need to... I think we need to find this. Give me a sec.
Oh, yes.
This will take you right back there. So remember as well, in the film version, you've got Harry Potter and Ron Weasley playing the parts of Chris and Dougsy.
Yeah. Is that confirmed already?
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. He seems like a nice bloke, Daniel Radcliffe. He'll say yeah. So just to set the scene, we've got the music.
Yeah.
A Blazing Squad on stage.
Blazing Squad have just gone on stage. The place is going crazy, of course. And
all of them?
A large majority. There was quite a few, wasn't there?
Was Kenzie there?
I think so, yeah.
Rocky B.
How do you know this?
Strider.
Yeah.
Mello D, was he there?
This is a party trick. Do you actually know them all?
Yeah, of course I do. Rocky B, Strider, Mello D, Flavour, Kenzie, Reaper, Spike E, Tommy B and Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Yeah.
Generally, blokes were going up to random girls and dancing behind them before moving in for the kiss. I didn't have this kind of confidence, but me and Dougsy did give dancing in front of a girl a go. The problem is we both danced in front of the same girl, which looking back was probably a bit awkward for her. We also had no chat. It was difficult for everyone involved. So what was happening, thinking about it, there was that one girl standing there, dancing, and then me and Dougsy were both trying to dance with the one girl.
That would be Hermione in the film.
Yes. See you at the crossroads, but it was just very awkward for everyone.
What was she saying?
She wasn't really saying anything. She didn't know where to look either, because whichever way she turned, there was me and Dougsy.
Jiving away.
We thought that was the right thing to do, and it obviously wasn't. Before we knew it, the foam came down. And as the foam gathered and grew around us, survival mode kicked in. And in a panic, I fought my way off the dance floor.
The first time that happened to me, I was properly scared.
You don't expect it
you
to be
do
that
not.
Deep.
And suddenly, it's there.
Yeah. I thought something was going wrong.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mistaken for looking like I was fighting, I was forcibly removed and exited through the front door. Dougsy followed close behind. As the security...
Hang on a second. Were you chucked out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I started thrashing around in the foam trying to get out.
Help! Did you have your arms in the air?
I was panicking. I had two hands on Dougsy trying to raise above the foam. I thought I was going under. And security took that to mean that I was fighting and promptly kicked me out.
You're only fighting the foam.
Yeah, well, they didn't think I was. They thought me thrashing around in the foam was... I'd lost it or something.
Unlucky.
Dougsy followed close behind. As the security held me outside, waiting dads looked on frowning. There was loads of them, all judging me. So every girl in there, their father was outside that club.
Yeah.
So when I got removed with my, you know, hands behind my back, security leading me out, all the dads of Watford looked on. Yeah. It wasn't long before Aoife's mum came to pick us up. Thinking it would be cooler, I pretended to the girls that I had actually been kicked out for fighting. I didn't have the face to tell them it was because I was scared of the foam. It had been several lessons learnt, the primary one being, don't buy drinks for girls without speaking to them first. It's a waste of money.
Or do what the Hoff used to do and send dinner.
Yeah, you've said this before.
Mm.
But, and they liked that, didn't they?
Yeah, I was out with him one time. This is before he had his lovely girlfriend now. And I think he liked the look of these girls. So he asked the waiter to replate his dinner and send it over to the girls.
You don't remember what the dinner was, do you? What are we talking here? Cottage pie or something?
No, it was like a big steak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So instead of a drink, just let them have your leftover steak. They love that. Takes you right back, doesn't it?
Such a tune.
This is just before the phone comes down. And Chris starts to struggle. Then gets chucked out by security because they think he's fighting.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did, very much. And it's made me miss Blazing Squad a little bit. Flip Reverse, now that's another tune. That's a good one. BBC Radio 1. Cue the music. It's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady is ready with the stuff that you've been saying to us this week. Have you sent me an email? It may be about to be on Radio 1. If you want to, for next Thursday, Get in there quick. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It can be anything. A question, something you want to tell me, something you want to maybe tell the show or ask. Anything. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Hi, Scott and the team. Had to email you, first timer, as I'm a hardcore podcast listener. Just woken up at 4:30, and that's AM, with the words Bish Bash Bosh having a laugh in Prague. Thanks, Sir Dosser. Best of luck, Bobby.
It just sounds really, really funny when she says it.
It doesn't sound right when she does it.
This is happening to a lot of people. I can only apologise, really. The song by Sir Dosser, Bish Bash Bosh, which I did promise I wasn't going to play today, just so that it doesn't get in your head. Even mentioning it, though, makes you think of it again.
Yeah.
So I might as well play it. Just a tip.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
Oh, go on then, a bit more.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
Do you love it still?
I do love it so, so much. Sorry to everyone if that's in your head again now. Love it. I think we now have the PR4L doing it again.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague.
I'd love to hear them duet. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
What an idea. Next.
Dear Scott, my name's Josh, and I'm mainly writing to make the posh Radio 4 lady say strange things, like Flimmy Waffle and Armadillos. But I do also have a question. I seem to always be the one out of my friends to fall over in mud, or water, or up the stairs. Is this because my neighbour has a black cat and I see it every morning? Is it giving me bad luck?
No, Josh. There is no such thing as bad luck. It doesn't actually exist. It's just that some people, stuff just happens to. In a group of friends, there is always one person that is just, you know, stuff happens to, like my friend Unlucky Gary.
Exactly, that's your group. My one would be Ollie Butler, Sir Dosser.
Stuff happens.
He's always falling over. He can't get on a Lilo. He's just that person who can't.
No. He's still not mastered the Lilo, has he?
The place. No, he hasn't.
No. But he knows that it's him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he accepts it.
In the group of friends. But Sir Dosser is yours, Unlucky Gary is mine.
They're just the chosen ones.
Yeah, they are. But it's not bad luck.
Hi, Scott. I had a massive nosebleed today, and when I sneezed, blood went everywhere, and there were loads of people everywhere around me staring at me. Aidan.
Actually, Aidan, that is just bad luck. So, awful. I've not had a nosebleed for ages. They're
horrible.
Same.
They're old school, those.
They
really,
are quite,
they?
Yeah, are they still on?
Is that right to say old school?
I think they
nosebleeds.
Are. I know. I just don't, they don't really feature in my life that much anymore.
Oh,
they used to quite a lot. Next!
To Scott, Becky, Chris, he's amazing, and the one that doesn't speak. Remember ages ago when you played regular intervals of the R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet saga? Well, N-dubs have done a similar thing. It's only 3 minutes long, but it did keep me entertained. It's in the song Ouch. What do you think? Did it make you laugh as much as me? Hope so. Lots of love. Amy in Coventry. XXXXX.
Ouch is a brilliant song.
It's such a tune.
Yeah, I mean, I've totally forgotten about it. But it is, if you listen to it, it's N-dub's version of Trapped in the Closet. Let's try and get this for you now. There are similarities.
Ouch. 6:30 in the morning, I've arrived early from tour. Step into the house, I'm walking up the stairs. One step, two step, three step, four.
So it's quite early in the morning. Tulisa is walking up the stairs and counting how many there are, which I don't do that often. But there's only four.
There's only four?
Yeah, four steps up to her house. What happens when she gets to the top of the fourth step, though, which isn't many? Let's find out.
I'm on the second floor. I'm opening the door.
Eh?
I could not brace myself for what I saw. Oh, this woman in my bed named Shaniqua, I'm what?
Such a line, isn't it?
Well, she's on the second floor, but there's only four steps.
Yeah, that's a
she's
point.
Gone, she's gone up four steps. She's already on the second floor. It is, of course, Shaniqua and Watt. Now, some bits of songs in life are generally incredible. You know, like all-time classic pop moments. And Shaniqua and what is definitely up there. It's definitely one of them, I think. This woman
in my bed. Named Shaniqua and what?
So Shaniqua and what is in Tulisa's bed at 6:30 in the morning on the second floor. Now. Get the hell up of my baby. Yeah. Now she the type of lady that every man needs. She's straight up feisty. She keeps me on my feet, but I wanna pick things up by chicks. The mother and I bet. Why you take me far? To hell with you. To hell with me?
Yeah.
I didn't wanna see your face again. Where the do you think you is going?
I loved you so much, but you cheated on me.
What we shared was no ordinary,
I feel the same until you go just ever hurt.
So good.
The
story changed, my heart is breaking.
You need to recognize she was just a
I never realised it was a story like that. I never really kind of clocked it like that.
Yeah. Loads of characters. My favourite being.
Name Shaniqua and what?
Of course.
They've got to do a musical or something. That'd
yeah.
be good.
Ouch, the musical featuring.
Name Shaniqua and what?
Never noticed that before. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and PR4L, I wanted to give you a tip about interviewing Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
Try to only mention his new film and how terrified you probably were.
I was.
But if you have to mention Harry Potter, remember that there were 8 films, Hagrid comes to tell Harry he's a wizard, Harry faces Voldemort, some other stuff happens, Dumbledore dies, Dobby dies, Snape dies, basically everyone at Hogwarts dies, and then Voldemort dies at the end. Good luck. From Harry in Leicester, 11 years old.
Cheers, Harry. That is actually very helpful for my Daniel Radcliffe interview tomorrow. Basically, everyone's dead. If I just stick with that. But I have decided to come clean, as I was saying earlier. I am going to tell Daniel Radcliffe that I haven't seen any of the 8 Harry Potter films. I hope he won't hate on me. It's just that I'm not interested.
I'm not sure this is such a good idea. I really don't.
He seems like a really good bloke. And I think maybe he'll find it quite refreshing, I think. Next.
Hi, I'm Hannah. My granddad Peter is ill in hospital, and I was wondering if you could say get well soon to him.
Yes, of course we can, Hannah. Get well soon, Peter. Chris?
Get well soon, Peter.
And a get well soon from me too, Peter. Lots of love and a winking smiley.
Aw. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to know? Email Dear Scott. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's been on saying that they've just bought a racehorse. I don't know whether this is true, but I kind of hope that it is. Matt in South Wales. He says, I just bought a racehorse. It's not any good, but I called it Pigs just so that I can cheer, go on, Pigs, at the races. That's incredible. If that is true, then that is something else. It really is. More Dear Scott. Oh, yes, please. Posh Radio 4 lady. She works hard every week to bring you... Well, she doesn't really, she just reads them out. To bring you all of the stuff that you have been saying. So, if you want to be on the show, this is the easiest way to do it. It's your forum. You can say what you want, within reason. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. I will send it on to the Posh Radio 4 lady. You might get on.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L.
Hiya.
Me and my friend Emily went to London for my birthday, and we have always wondered where Stupid Street actually is. So we couldn't believe our luck when we walked down a street in the West End and saw a man casually walking opposite us in a wetsuit, flippers and goggles with a mouthpiece, like he was about to go scuba diving. This must have been Stupid Street, because where else would you find someone wearing such a random and inappropriate outfit? Could you please let us know if we have finally found Stupid Street, or if he was just a man from there on a night out? Love you and the show, from Catherine. Off of Essex.
Hi, Catherine, off of Essex. That could be anywhere in London, to be honest. It's one of those kind of places, you know?
It sounds like the kind of thing I would get dressed up in for a night out as well.
That could be any street in London. Sadly, I don't think you found Stupid Street. For instance, I'll give you a clue as to what London's like. Maybe you've been. I saw somebody in the gym yesterday in London wearing a full suit.
Whilst working out?
Yeah, while working out. Or you know those pull-up machines where you just pull yourself up in an actual suit and tie going on?
Maybe that was the actual James Bond.
No, it wasn't. I can confirm. Now, if you get the free download tomorrow from the Radio 1 website, you'll hear what happened today on Stupid Street, where we tried to get someone to pretend to be from the FA to do a live radio interview. Gary Pounder went onto Stupid Street and told them that he'd gone to the wrong place, and this interview was due on air any second now. Could we find someone to pretend to be the chairman of the FA on Stupid Street? Of course we could. And when will Harry Redknapp be taking over as England manager?
Well, I hope so soon. I really like Harry Redknapp. I think he's, like, really down to earth, like...
So you can confirm, Sir David, that Harry Redknapp is the new England manager, yes?
I hope he is.
But is that an exclusive? Can we confirm that now?
Yeah.
You are the chairman of the FA?
I am the chairman of the FA, yeah.
I am
the chairman of the FA, yes.
Right. So that's, you can confirm that, yes?
Yes, I can confirm that.
There we are, an exclusive there. Harry Redknapp is the new manager of the England football team, according to FA chairman Sir David Sneddon. I like that. I like that David Sneddon now runs the FA. And I did enjoy her voice going up and down. Hello, Sir David.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Jose.
I was like, who else might it be? If it's not going to be Harry Redknapp.
Jose.
Just Jose. we have been hearing that Birmingham manager Owen Quigg was in contention at one point.
Owen Quigg, he might well have been, yes.
Was he interviewed by the FA?
Are
you...
Yeah.
Pardon?
I believe so.
Well, you are the chairman, Sir David.
I am the chairman. I'm having a bit of a funny day. I need a bit of coffee.
Okay, cool. And what about the AC Milan manager, Ridian Roberts? A lot of speculation about him taking over too.
I think it should be Harry.
That whole call is available on the free download tomorrow. Get it for free from the Radio 1 website. It's called the Scott Mills Daily. Look for it on my page. Next on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, Chris and the PR4L. I'm a teacher and some of my work colleagues think that I should be sent for tests. There are three main reasons for this. One, I sometimes say, I know you're watching, when I'm alone in a room. I do this because it would really freak out anyone who's spying on me, and on the off chance that I'm in a slightly duller version of The Truman Show. Two, I think it would be a really good idea to memorise the Euro Millions jackpot numbers for a few key months. This would be really useful if I ever get sent back in time. Three, if a student stares at me for too long, I always start to wonder if they're imagining themselves dressed in a poncho made from my skin. I think that these are all perfectly normal things that people think and or do. But my work colleagues and fiancé think I'm weird. Should I have myself checked? Love you loads. Thanks for always bringing a chuckle to my face. James, Oxford, age 22.
James, you sound like my favourite teacher ever. These people are teaching children. he would be the coolest teacher ever.
Do you know what? I've been guilty of going back into my house a while ago, and in case there was any burglars in there going, I know you're in there, I know you're in there, I know I'm on my own. I know this is really weird.
Yeah.
But I sort of understand what this guy's saying.
Do you do this often?
No, not often. I did it once where I was a bit suspicious. You know, we have a gut feeling.
I know you're here. Next.
Dear all, saw this horizontal shower article from Jake off of Doncaster.
Yes, we're talking about the benefits of sitting down in the shower. Try it, it's brilliant. And now Jake's been on and I've got a picture. You can actually lie down in the shower, like properly.
Wow.
It's really good. So it's kind of been done, but it takes it to the next level. Like, I'm just saying sit down in the bath, basically, and have the shower kind of raining on you. But this is, like, proper lying down like you're having a massage in the shower.
It's like six beams of water coming down as well.
It looks quite an expensive thing. I won't be getting it anytime soon. Oh, no, Dave off of Brentford's been on. Just tuned in and heard you saying that Redknapp is the New England manager. My friend just told all his mates in the pub and now the whole town are talking about it. No! It was a thing that we did earlier on the show. It's not confirmed in any way. We may have said that earlier. Sorry if you tuned in halfway through.
No.
It's Brentwood off of Onyways Essex, not Brentford. So the whole of Brentwood is now talking about that. Not true at the moment. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky and Chris. I have a great idea for you when playing innuendo bingo. Instead of just having water in your mouths, you could have a mixture of water and frozen peas, as then, when they spit it out, it would be like a machine gun popping off. How funny would that be? Please read this out on your show between 6:05 p.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Right.
As this is when I am driving home from work.
Rubbish.
Love you. John Pierce, off of near Fakenham in Norfolk.
You know me and times, they don't go well together. But sorry about that. Frozen peas is good because it would add a bit of like... wouldn't it?
Brilliant idea.
Really good.
Do you want me to action that for you?
Action it. Why are we talking like we're in a board meeting?
I'm writing minutes here.
Action that, yes. Make it happen.
Frozen peas.
Yeah, get some frozen peas for innuendo bingo on Tuesday. Because then as well as the water, you'll get a kind of... blah, blah, blah. I like it. Really good idea. Nice. Next.
Dear Scott, I know the faults of posting everything on Facebook all too well. I got in trouble this week at university because I slagged off a tutor in a status. Now I've got to sit in front of a panel of five people and explain why I did what I did.
Oh.
Moral of the story, think before you post. Nikki, Manchester.
We've been having quite a lot of emails and messages on text and Twitter and stuff this week from people saying, because we've been doing Share Take Care, that they've been really caught out with some of the stuff they've been putting online. So it is really, really worth thinking about it. When Becky wrote that alternative tap end the other day, just from Chris's Facebook timeline, I think you were quite shocked at some of the stuff that was still on there.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. You've got to be really careful with what you put on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that.
So, Nikki knows only too well that, because she's got to sit in front of five people and explain why she made that comment. So just be careful, everyone. Next.
Hey, guys. Just heard the podcast where you rang Harry Styles off of One Direction.
Yep.
I love him so much. And if you could pass on the message for me, I would love you forever and ever. Just tell him I'm his biggest fan ever. Can you put this on the podcast? Because I will still be at school when you're on the air. Thank you. Love you, bye. Bryony, 13, Chesterfield in Derbyshire. P.S. Thanks to Chris, who introduced me to sitting down in the shower. It's quite nice. But don't tell Harry that, please. Lots of X's.
I think you'll find that was me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm claiming that for myself.
Is she in detention, then?
I know. It's like, God, you've got the latest school in the world, Bryony. You're still there at 7 o'clock. I would hope you'd be home by now. Don't worry about it, though. Next time I speak to Styles, you'll be the first name that comes up.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.